Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming. And today's daf begins a new chapter, the 19th chapter of Masechet Shabbos, which will teach us all about the laws of Bris Milah, similar to what we learned back in Perek Ha'arel. In Masechet Yevamos, we're going to get into a lot of the laws of Bris Milah. So first, we deal with, of course, Bris Milah on Shabbos, because this is Masechet Shabbos. So, starting with Bris Milah on Shabbos, we learned in last chapter that you're allowed to do whatever is necessary to help a woman who gave birth. You're even allowed to light a candle for a woman who gave birth. And the Mishnah said, you're allowed to do whatever you need to do for Brit Milah on Shabbat. So that presumably is referring to the act of circumcision itself. The act of circumcision is a violation of Shabbos because part of circumcision is cutting off skin and making blood come out. And that's a malacha on Shabbos, the malacha of machabel, of chovel, of making somebody bleed. We're going to see in the Mishnah that there is an argument. What about things that are preparatory to Bris Milah? The Bris Milah, of course, you could do on Shabbos. What about to prepare for the Bris Milah? Could you cut down a tree in order to make a fire to sterilize the knife? That you could have done before Shabbos. Can you do that on Shabbos? So we're going to see this is a very famous argument. Rebbe Lezer says, Machshirei Milah, what enables Bris Milah, also overrules Shabbos. And Rabbi Akiva says, Milah itself, the circumcision itself, overrules Shabbos, but not Machshirei Milah, not that which would enable you to do Bris Milah. So starting with the Mishnah, Rebbe Lezer, who's Mr. Lenient, he says, actually it's not a leniency in Shabbos, it's a stringency in Milah. He's so excited about Bris Milah that he allows you not only to desecrate Shabbos for the act of circumcision itself, you're allowed to desecrate Shabbos to prepare for the act of circumcision. So Belezer says, Imlohevi klim erev Shabbos. Let's say you have everything ready for the Bris Milah and you realize you didn't bring the knife from the house to the place of the Bris Milah. Nevi'o b'Shabbos. You can bring it on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can take the knife from the house out into the street. Now, when you do that, you should do it Megula. The knife should be uncovered when you're walking with it in the street. Because we'll see why. Now, if it's a time when the Romans are persecuting the Jews and they're making it illegal for Jews to do Bris Milah, so then we'll do Bris Milah anyway, because when it's religious persecution, we'll stay devoted to Judaism. But then we'll cover the knife, because we don't want to endanger our lives, and we'll tell witnesses, it's a knife that we're carrying. Don't think we're carrying some food or a wallet. We're carrying a knife that they could tell everybody else. It's not that there's no law of carrying, but there's a law of Bris Milah. And this is Rebbe Lezer who allows you to violate even for the sake of preparations for Milah, to violate Shabbos. Odom Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer went even further. Rebbe Lezer says, Karsim Eitzim Lasos Pachamim Lasos Barzel. You could even cut down a tree on Shabbos in order to make out of that tree coals, in order to use the coals to make the knife, in order to use that knife for Bris Milah on Shabbos. Very, very early stages are also allowed on Shabbos. However, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Klalam Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said differently. He said a rule. He said, Kom malach ha-shev shalasosom erev Shabbos, eno dochas ha-shabbos. Whatever you could have done before Shabbos, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Milah, shev shalasosom erev Shabbos, the circumcision itself, that you can't do before Shabbos, because before Shabbos it's not the eighth day, and you only can do the circumcision on the eighth day, on Shabbos. So the cut that you have to do on Shabbos, that's dochas ha-shabbos. But everything else you could have done before Shabbos, you have to do it before Shabbos. If you didn't do it before, can't do it. Question, yes. Okay, so where does it say in the Pasuk that we would know that we could violate Shabbos for Bris Milah? We'll see later in this parrot, but it's because the Pasuk says about doing it today, Hayom. Do it on this day, even if this day is Shabbos, but only if it's on the right day, on the eighth day, not if it's on day 9 or day 12, etc. All right, now, Rebbe Lezer had said that you're allowed to desecrate Shabbos not only for the act of cutting, but even to bring the knife. But when you bring the knife through the public domain, from a house to the public domain, you should bring it uncovered. He by the way had a question in the yeshiva. Time with the Rebbe Elazar. Why does the Rebbe Elazar say carry the knife uncovered? Is it mishum chivuvei mitzvah? Rebbe Elazar wants to show that you should show that you're excited about the mitzvah. You love the mitzvah so much. So you're carrying the knife. It's not that you don't care about Shabbos. You love Mila so much. Or maybe it's because you want to make sure people don't suspect you. If you wouldn't uncover the knife, people would just think you're desecrating Shabbos because you don't care about Shabbos. You want to show you're not desecrating Shabbos. You do care about Shabbos. You're just carrying a knife because there's a bris mila here. As the Gemara of Maynav, you know what would the difference be? If it's a time when there's no religious persecution, could you carry the knife uncovered as long as you showed witnesses that it's a knife that you're carrying and not a wallet? Yeah, mishum chivuvei mitzvah. Every Belezer says you should carry the knife uncovered to show how much you love the mitzvah. Megula and mechusel, it should only be carried uncovered, not carried covered. But if the issue is you want to make sure that people don't think you're just desecrating Shabbos, then you can even carry it when it's covered. My, what's the law? Itmar, we learned, Amar Rebbe Levi said, Rebbe Elazar said, when you carry the knife, you carry it uncovered, so that you show how much you love mitzvah smila. Tanya Miyachi was learned in a brisa this way. Mevio Megula, the brisa says that according to Rebbe Elazar, you bring the knife uncovered in the street. Mevio Mechusa, you don't bring it covered. Divrei Rebbe Elazar, it's Rebbe Elazar. Amar Rav Ashi said, Masnisa Nami Zeka. We can also see this from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, if it's a time of religious persecution and it's dangerous, then you cover the knife, but you do that in front of witnesses, that witnesses will say he was carrying a knife, he wasn't carrying a wallet. I'm telling you, in a time of danger, you cover the knife. But if it's not a time of danger, you walk with the knife on Shabbos, according to Rebbe Elazar, in public. Why is it important to walk with the knife in public, according to Rebbe Elazar? Shmamina, you see from here, Bishum chivuvei mitzvah, because you're supposed to show affection for the mitzvah. Shmamina, that is a good proof. Tanya dechulin in another braisa. Mevi omegule, he brings the knife uncovered. Emevi omechusa, he shouldn't be carrying the knife with it being covered. Dev Rebbe Elazar, Tavir Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Mishum Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Yehuda said though in the name of Rebbe Elazar, but what about when it's dangerous to carry it uncovered? The Romans made it illegal to do bris mila. We had the practice in times of danger. Then they would carry the knife covered in the public domain. But I'll be Adam. They would inform witnesses that it's a knife. And witnesses therefore would publicize it's a knife. Don't think he's just desecrating Shabbos. By the way, that a question. When we say Adam to come, or you say we need to have witnesses know about the fact that you're carrying a knife and not just carrying stuff. How many witnesses? Iu b'chad, the carrier with one more. Or the carrier with another two. Tashma come near proof in the language of the Mishnah. Ubisakan in times of danger, mechaseu, he covers it, alpiedim, with witnesses, knowing about it. Yeah, Bishlama who betray, if you're going to say it's him with another two, shapit, then it sounds right. He's covering it with witnesses. But if it's him with one other, mayedim, what do you mean covering it with witnesses? Not witnesses, it's just him and one more person. The answer is Shiruyim Lai Makam Acher. Him and one other person could be witnesses somewhere else. So that's called witnesses, him and somebody else. All right, at the two dots. Oh, Rebbe Elazar went even further. He said, not only can you carry the knife on Shabbos, you can even cut down trees to make a knife on Shabbos. Tan Rabbanim Lindin Abraisa, Bimkomosh Rebbe Elazar, in the place of Rebbe Elazar, they used to do that. Hayu Karsin Eitzim, Lasos Pechamin, Lasos Barzil B'Shabbos. In the place of Rebbe Elazar, they followed this ruling. Of Rebbe Elazar. Now, it's not the mainstream halacha. The mainstream halacha is that the preparatory things do not overrule Shabbos. But in the town of Rebbe Elazar, they follow their rabbi, even though it's not the mainstream view. They follow him. And they used to cut down trees on Shabbos to make coals, to make the knife on Shabbos. A similar example. What about, you know, you're not allowed to have meat with milk. What about fowl? With milk. Can you have pigeon with milk? Can you have chicken with milk? Can you have turkey with milk? So we say no. But Bimkomosh Rabbi Yossi Aglili, in the place of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you held you could have fowl with milk. They used to eat the meat of chicken the meat of birds with milk. Because even though that's not the mainstream halacha, everybody else disagrees. But Rabbi Yossi Aglili feels this way. So the students of Rabbi Yossi Aglili follow Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Levi ikla lebei Yosef Rishba. Levi once came to the house of Yosef, the bird catcher. People lay ration to Tavasa b'chalba. They brought him the head of the Tavas bird with milk. Lo'achal, he wouldn't eat it. He also l'kami to Rebbe. When he came in front of Rebbe, Amalei said to him, if you're not eating it because you think it's not kosher, Amailo t'shamtinu. You should have put them in cherem. You should have said to them, you're eating not kosher. You're excommunicated. Not just that I'm not eating it. I'm not talking to you anymore. I'm not visiting you anymore. I'm not going to have anything to do with you anymore. Excommunicate them. They're eating non-kosher. Amalei said to him, listen. It was the town of Abudah ben Maseira. I was thinking, maybe Abudah ben Maseira also holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And maybe he interprets verses like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. If he interprets verses like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, then they're entitled to follow their rabbi. I'm not. It's not my rabbi. I have to follow the mainstream halacha. But the students of this rabbi can follow this rabbi, even though he's not the mainstream. But he has a legitimate view, and he's sincere in his point of view. He has a drasha. They can follow it, but nobody else could follow it. Others can't say, I choose to follow it. I have to follow the mainstream. But the students, the people of that town, they could follow it. So I couldn't put them into excommunication. What's the mainstream view? What is the logic? It's not within the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Nehemar, on the one hand, the verse says, Lo sochlu kol nevela. Don't eat any animal that wasn't slaughtered. That sounds like, that's everything. That's birds that aren't slaughtered, and animals that aren't slaughtered, and deer that isn't slaughtered. And then when Nehemar says close to that, Lo sevash al gnibach al evimo. Don't have milk and meat. Don't cook the kid goat in its mother's milk. So you would have thought to say, Ashash mishrim nevela, basar b'chalav. Whatever you're not allowed to eat because it could become a nevela, those are the things you could eat, you cannot eat if they get mixed with milk. So, of shasim yishim nevela. So then I would think that a bird also, since it has the possibility of nevela, yachol ye'asa levasha b'chalav. Tamaloma, that's Rabbi Yosef Lili says, since it says b'chalevi mo, in the milk of its mother. Yatzof, that excludes a bird. She'en lo chalev ein. Birds don't have milk from their mothers. Birds are hatched in eggs, and they don't have milk from their mothers. Goat's milk from their mothers, sheep milk from their mothers, cow's milk from their mothers. So in those, there is the law of milk and meat. But in birds, there's no law of milk and meat. So that's Rabbi Yossi Aglili. It's a drasha. It's a legitimate point of view. It's not the accepted point of view, but it's a point of view. So his students can follow. So Levi said, when I was in the town of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, I figured maybe they're also students of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So I didn't put them in cherem, but I wouldn't do it myself. I'm not a student of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. I'm not a follower of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. I have to follow the mainstream halacha. But they who are the followers of their teacher, they can follow their teacher who has a legitimate view, even though it's outside of the mainstream. Now, question. Yes, so the question is, does Rabbi Elazar believe that the best practice is to prepare for before? For sure. He believes that the best practice is to prepare for before. But he's saying the law of Milah overrules Shabbos so much that even the preparation is allowed to overrule Shabbos, and you should publicize that you're preparing and violating Shabbos for the sake of Milah, because that shows how much you love Milah, and it's important to show your great affection for Milah.
Rabbi?
Yeah, question.
Is Gemara using the example of chopping down a tree as an extreme example? Because one would think there's yes. Wood cut already.
Correct, yeah. So the question is, does the Gemara's example of chopping a tree to show that it's an extreme? Absolutely. To show that it's an extreme. Normally they always had wood cut, for sure. For sure. Rabbi Yitzchak said, this idea that the students can follow their teacher, even though it's outside of the mainstream, there's a certain blessing to it. There was a city in the land of Israel. They followed Rabbi Elazar. They used to cut down trees to do Brit Milah. It's outside of the mainstream halacha. But God showed them a blessing. They had long life. They would die at old age. Lord, and not only that, there was a time that the Romans made a decree, no bris milah, in that city they didn't make the decree. Even though that city was following a view that's not the halacha, it's not the mainstream view, but it's a view that's legitimate, and it's a view about of tremendous love for the mitzvah, and they're allowed to follow such a view, and Hashem appreciates the love for the mitzvah. Hashem appreciates those who love bris milah so much. Everybody else may be not allowed to do bris milah because of a Roman decree, and they'll still be able to do bris milah because Hashem appreciates them. Tanu din abraisa, talking about affection for mitzvot. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Reb Shimon Gamliel teaches a rule. Kol mitzvah shekiblu aleihem besimcha. Any mitzvah that when we first got it, we accepted it joyfully. Could go nila, like circumcision. When Avraham Avinu was told about circumcision, he accepted it joyfully. The Chassidus, it says, Sasa nochil imrasech, I'm very happy for your single command. So when was there only one command? When it was just bris milah. I'm happy for that one command, kimotze shalol rav, like someone who finds a great treasure. So those mitzvahs adayin osin osa besimcha, Jews still fulfill it with joy. Kol mitzvah shekiblu aleihem biktata, but those mitzvahs that the Jews got, and when they were told the mitzvahs, they complained, they didn't want to do it, then we still complain about it. Kagon Arayos, what was the mitzvah that we complained about? When God told us who to marry and who not to marry. You can't marry a sister, you can't marry a mother-in-law, you can't marry a daughter-in-law, a Kohen can't marry a divorcee. The Jews complained. The Chassidus, it says, Vayishma Moshe Sam Bochel Mishpachosav. Moshe heard the nation crying about families. Al Iske Mishpachosav. They were crying about the family law. They didn't like the restrictions. Adayin Osin Osa Biktata. Jewish marriage is still filled with fights. Lekuk Subad Lo Rabbe Batigra. There's no wedding without a fight at the wedding. Every wedding when the two families get together and there's a ksuba, this side promises something to that side, there's a fight about it. That's because the Jews, from the very beginning, did not accept the laws of marriage with joy. The laws of marriage were complained about. Tanu Amar Rabbi Reb Shimon Elazar, Omer Reb Shimon Elazar teaches, Kol mitzvah shemas Yisrael atzman alein lemisa b'shas k'teres ha-malchus. Any mitzvah that the Jews gave their lives for at a time of decrees, kagon avos kochavim u'mila, like circumcision, when the Romans said you can't do circumcision, or when they wanted to push us to worship idols and we refused, adayin imuchzekes biyadim, the Jews still hold on to those mitzvahs. Kol mitzvah shalom as Yisrael atzman aleihem lemisa b'shas k'teres ha-malchus. But those mitzvahs that when the Romans made decrees against those mitzvahs, Jews didn't stand up for the mitzvahs. They just went along with the decrees. They're still not attached to the mitzvahs. Kagon tefillin. There was a time when the Romans made decrees against tefillin. Most Jews did not show heroism. They just stopped wearing tefillin. Even though when there's persecution about a mitzvah, you have to stand up for the mitzvah. But they didn't. Adani marufa biyadim. Even to this day, Jews are weak with tefillin. A lot of Jews don't put on tefillin every day. Tam Rabbi Yana, as Rabbi Yana used to say, tefillin tzrichen gufnaki ke'elisha bal knafayim. The tefillin require a very clean body, like the body of Elisha, who was the master of the wings. Mai, what was the story? Amar Abai, Abai explained, what's the law of a clean body? Abai explained, Shlo Yafi Afen, you're not allowed to pass gas while wearing the tefillin. Rav Amar Abai said, Shlo Yishem, you're not allowed to go to sleep while wearing the tefillin. Amai Karli Elisha Baal Knafayim, why is he called Elisha, the master of the wings? Shepah Machas Gazer Machas Arishuk Zer Al Yisrael. The Romans once made a decree against the Jews. Shekol HaMeniach Tefillin Al Rosho, anyone who's going to put tefillin on his head, Yikru esmocho, they're going to chisel out his brain. Hey, Elisha maniach tefillin. Elisha didn't care, he'd wear tefillin anyway. V'yatza lashuk, he'd wear it out on the market. Ro'o kaz dor echad. One time there was a police officer who saw him. Ratz melofana, but Elisha started running away from him. Ratz achrav, the police officer ran after him. Kevin shigin etzel, when the police officer reached him, not the mirosh, he took it off of his head, v'alzim b'yadu, he held it in his hands. Amalei ma'abiyadcha, the police officer told him, what's in your hands? Amalei said, kan feyona, the wings of a dove. Pasha des yado, he opened his hands, but into bakan feyona, and there were wings of a dove inside. The vichra yukorin also bal knafayim. That's what he used to call him, the master of the wings.
We had the story.
Exactly. Maish the kan feyona. Why the wings of a dove? So amalu that he told him. Lor amalu shairovus. Why didn't he talk about other birds? He answers the gemara mishum adam mikneset Yisrael yona, because the Jewish nation is like a dove. Shanamra says kan feyona, the wings of a dove. Nechba bakesef, covered in silver, bevrosa, and her organs. The Iraqrak Kharutz in fine gold. Mayona Zukna Famagino Saleh. Just like the dove, her wings protect her. Af Yisrael, mitzvahs Magino Saleh, so to the Jews, the mitzvahs that we do protect us. So it was only Elisha Baal Knafayim who was careful with tefillin at a time of religious persecution. Everybody else wasn't. So you see that we didn't really, really hold on to tefillin the way we should. And since we didn't, even to this day, we don't hold on to tefillin the way we should. Okay, now going back to the issue here. Yeah, question, please.
Just generally, it's a mitzvah for the parents to perform bris milah on their son.
Correct.
Now, if the son now has a bris milah, does he get credit for a mitzvah every day of having a bris milah?
Yes.
Even though it's completely
done to him, yes. So Jonathan is asking. It's a mitzvah on the parents to do the bris. Once the bris is done, the son has a sign that he's part of Hashem's nation. He has the oath, the sign of Oath Bris Kodesh, the sign of the Holy Covenant. Yes, and he has a tremendous merit. We have the famous Gemara that David HaMelech was in the shower, and he was upset that he didn't have any mitzvahs. So he looked at the bris milah and said, oh, I have a mitzvah. The bris milah is a constant mitzvah, even though it was done to the person. It's a merit for the person. Right, going back to the topic here of our Mishnah, the issue of carrying. You know, you're not allowed to carry biblically from a private domain to a public domain. Rabbinically, you're not even allowed to carry within a Carmelis, within an area that's not fully, fully private. There's also rabbinic law that you're not supposed to carry within a courtyard, because it's, even though it's private, it's got four walls, but it's somewhat public. There are a lot of houses opening up to it. You're not allowed to carry from a house to a courtyard. You're not allowed to carry from a courtyard to the street, to the Mavoi, even though the Mavoi has three walls. But still, it's a little bit more public than the courtyard. So these are rabbinic laws. Amar Rabba bar Rav Adam Rav Yitzchak. Pa'amachas shachu v'lo evi yizmel mi'erev Shabbos. One time there was a bris, and they didn't bring the knife from Friday. If you v'shabbos derech gagos v'derech hatzeros. So they brought it on Shabbos, but not carrying it in a public domain, carrying it from roof to roof, to courtyard, to backyard. In other words, there was a knife on a roof, somebody went up to the roof, he threw the knife from the roof to another roof, and from that roof to a courtyard, from a courtyard to a backyard, and they were able to do the bris milah. Shalom baratzon Rebbe Elazar. And Rebbe Elazar wasn't happy about this. Maskev Rebbe Yosef, so Rebbe Yosef challenged this story. Shalom Baratzon Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar is not happy about this. Adrabba, the opposite. Rebbe Elazar the Shire. Rebbe Elazar allows much more. He allows you to cut down trees. He allows you to carry in a public street. He certainly allows you to carry from a roof to a roof. But if you're going to tell me Shalom Baratzon Rebbe Elazar, it's not something Rebbe Elazar was happy about. The Shire of Philip Rishus Arabim, because Rebbe Elazar allows more. He allows you to carry in a public street. So 1 second. El Baratzon Rabbana. So this is following who? Following this is the will of the rabbis, the Asur Derech Rishus Rabbim, that they don't allow you to carry through a public street. But would they have allowed this? V'sharu Derech Gagos, Derech Chatzeres, Derech Kafifos. Would they have allowed a person to take something from a roof to another roof, to a courtyard, to a backyard? U'mishai, would they even allow that? When they say that you can't do the machshirim, you can't do the preparatory steps, even if it's only a rabbinic prohibition. Well, Tanya, didn't we learn in a braisa? The same way the sages say, Kashem Shem Mevino, so Derech Rishus Rabbim. The same way they say you can't carry a knife through a street, which is a biblical sin. Kachem Mevino, so Lo Derech Gagos, Lo Derech Kafifos. They also say you can't carry it from roof to roof, or from backyard to backyard, Lo Derech Chatzeros, nor from courtyard to courtyard. El Amar Ravashi, therefore Ravashi said, what it means is, Shalom Belatso, Nebelazar, Umachlukas. The carrying of the knife was something that Rebbe Elazar and those who argue with him did not agree with. Rebbe Elazar would have said, carry it in the street, don't carry it through the roofs. And those who argue with Rebbe Elazar would say, don't carry it through the roofs, because it's preparation, even though it's only rabbinic sin. Now, who would allow this, what they actually did? It was Ratzon Rebbe Shimon, who holds it's not even a rabbinic sin. The time within the Mishnah, Rebbe Shimon says, Echad Gagos, Echad Karfifos, Echad Seiros. This is a law that we're going to see in Maseches Erevin a lot. According to Rabbi Shimon, if you have a utensil that at the beginning of Shabbos was on a roof, or was in a courtyard, or was in a backyard, you can carry it from backyard to courtyard to roof. When the rabbis made their rabbinic law, they said, don't carry within a courtyard. Don't carry from a courtyard to a backyard. Don't carry from a backyard to a roof. That's only really don't carry from a house to a courtyard or to the backyard or to the roof. But within these areas, from a roof to a backyard to a courtyard, you're allowed to carry. So So then he would say, he basically holds like the Chachamim, that the preparations of Bris Milah do not overrule Shabbos. He doesn't hold that this is a violation of Shabbos to carry a knife from a courtyard to another courtyard or from a roof to another roof. And that's what they were following. But the Chacham would disagree with Rabbi Shimon in regards to the laws of Erevin. They hold that if you have a knife on a roof, you can't carry it from a roof to a backyard on Shabbos unless you made Erevin, unless you made an Erev Chatzeros to combine the domains. If you didn't combine the domains, you can't carry it. They would not have allowed this because they'd say the same way you don't violate biblical sins or preparations, they would not have you violating rabbinic sins for our preparations. Okay. Bo'minei Rabbi Zeira mei Rabbi Asi. He asked a question from Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asked a question of Rabbi Asi. Mavoi, what happens if you have something which is a little bit more public than a courtyard? Right? The most private is a house. A little bit more public than a house is a roof and a courtyard and a backyard. But more public than that is a street, an alleyway. An alleyway has three walls and has courtyards that open up into it. So they asked, Reb Zeira asked the question of Reb Asi, my boy, when you have the street with the three walls, and they didn't make a sheet of mevuos. They didn't go courtyard to courtyard, every courtyard that opens up into this alleyway and say, donate bread, and we're going to combine all that bread into a single meal, put that meal in a single courtyard, so that combines us all. They didn't do the sheet of mevuos. Now the tzalto bakula, are you allowed to carry items that began Shabbos in this alleyway from one side of the alleyway to the other side of the alleyway? Mi amina, do we say kechatzer zami? An alleyway is like a courtyard. Machatzer afagav lo me'arvi, a courtyard which has four walls. Even if the houses that open up into the courtyard did not combine through an eruv, they didn't all contribute bread and put the bread into one house. With litzalter, you're allowed to carry the utensils that began Shabbos in the courtyard from spot to spot, bakulo. And you don't just have only 6 feet to carry those utensils. So Hainami, you say the same thing about an alleyway. Avagadlo nishtatvubo, even if the different courtyards in the alleyway have not combined. With litzalter, bakulo, you're allowed to carry throughout the alleyway. Maybe it's not like a courtyard. Chatzer is le'arba mechitzos. A courtyard has four walls. Hailes le'arba mechitzos. An alleyway only has three walls. Sometimes on the fourth side they have a cross beam, a vertical beam, but it's not a full wall. Alternatively, chatzer is le'diurin. A courtyard is really in a certain way a part of the house. People use it. People know that they're using it. But an alleyway is not a house. People don't live in the alleyway. They don't have a lunch in the alleyway. So maybe if we're going to allow people to carry in the alleyway more than four amos, you're going to see people carrying in the streets more than four amos. This is Reb Zeira's question. Shasak lo amalev lo midi. Reb Asi didn't give him an answer. So again, Reb Zeira asked, we know that if you have an item in a courtyard at the beginning of Shabbos, even if you didn't do an Eruv Chatzeros, you didn't combine the houses of the courtyard, you're allowed to carry the item around throughout Shabbos, more than four amos. What about an item in a mavui, an item in an alleyway, which has three walls, not four walls, and you didn't do sheets of mevuos, you didn't combine all the courtyards of the alleyway. If you have an item in that alleyway, can you carry it around? Reb Asi didn't give an answer. Zimin another time, Ashkeche, Reb Zeira met Reb Asi, the Yosef Vekamer, he was sitting and saying, I'm Reb Shimon Malach, Reb Shimon Yudah Anasi, Reb Shlaka says, name Reb Yudah Anasi, Ha'amach HaShachav Lo'evu Izmel Merav Shabbos. One time they forgot, they didn't bring a knife for a Bris Milah on Friday. V'evu B'Shabbos, they brought it on Shabbos. They had Dover Kashal HaChachamim, the sages were upset. Eich Menichim Dibri Chachamim, how can you ignore the majority rule? Osen Kribe Lezer and Falar Belezer. Chazar Belezer Shemutiu. First of all, Belezer, he was excommunicated, and he was from Shammai. But another more, even if he wouldn't have been, Yachem Yirab Malachim Kirab. When you have a minority view and a majority view, you follow the majority view. Amar Boshaya, Boshaya explained. Shilas is Rebuda Gozer. I asked the Moel. I asked Rebuda the Moel. Amri explained. It wasn't that they were following Belezer. Mavushlo Nishtatu Bohava. It was an alleyway where the courtyards hadn't done a sheet of mevuos. And they just carried the knife from one side to the other side. Amarle. Svirli Lamar, does our master hold? That in an alleyway where they didn't do a sheet of mavuos, you can carry something from one side of the alleyway to another part of the alleyway? Amalei said, "In, that's exactly what I hold." Amalei said, "But I don't understand. I asked you this question. You didn't give me the answer." So it said, "Rebbe Zera, Dilma Agav Shitvach, Asilach Gmarach. Maybe now that you're reviewing the lesson of the story that happened with Rish Lakish, now you remembered." Amalei said, "In, exactly. Agav Shitvariya Tali Gmari. Because I was reviewing my learning, I was reminded of the lesson of Rebbe Hoshaya, that an item left in the alleyway, you can carry from one side of the alleyway to another part of the alleyway, even though there was no sheet of mavuos in this alleyway. But since the item started in the alleyway, you can move it around within the alleyway. The item didn't start in the house." Itmar was taught in the base medrash. I'm Reb Zera Marav. Reb Zera says the name of Rav. If you have a court, you have an alleyway, and the different courtyards have not combined through a sheet of mavuos, you can't carry the items that started Shabbos in the alleyway. You can only move them 6 feet. Reb Zera said this in the name of Rav, but he didn't explain it. So Rabbi Arvua came and he explained it. Rav Nachman said the name of Rabbi Arvua in the name of Rav. Mavi shalom nishtatfu bo. If you have an alleyway where they didn't do a shituf, they didn't combine all the courtyards. But Ervu chatzeros imbatim, the courtyards themselves combined the houses that opened into the courtyards into one. So each courtyard, they did an Eruv chatzeros. They didn't do a shituf mavos to combine the courtyards into one. But within the courtyards, they combined the houses into one. In these courtyards, they would be allowed to carry from houses to the courtyards because they're all considered one. Ein mitzaltenbo, in such a place, in such an alleyway, you can't carry ela arba amos, only you can't carry an item that began Shabbos in the alleyway, only 6 feet. But if lo eruv chatzeros imbatim, but if the courtyards themselves didn't do an eruv chatzeros, in those courtyards that open up to this alleyway, you couldn't carry from the house to the courtyard. Then mutal etzalta bakulo, then you can carry from the alleyway items that began Shabbos in the alleyway. Amalei Rav Chanina Chuz, and you can carry it throughout the alleyway. Amalei Rav Chanina Chuzah l'Rabba, Rav Chanina Chuzah said to Rabba, Maishna, why is it different? Why is there a difference between whether the courtyards made a Ruvei Chatzeros or not? I understand. Ki Ervu Chatzeros Imbatim. Let's say this is an alleyway where the courtyards that open to the alleyway are all united individually. The houses in those courtyards are all one because they did an Eruv Chatzeros. Okay. Nitchat Chatzeros. Now these courtyards don't have the status of courtyards. Nasu Batim. They're considered one big house. Each courtyard is a house. Okay. So Rav says in such a case, you can't carry items in the alleyway. Start in the alleyway. Why? Because Rav Latameh, Rav is being consistent. So I'm Rav, because Rav holds in a mavri nitzer belechi v'kora, at you batim v'chatzeres psuchim l'socho. An alleyway only can become permitted through a cross beam or a vertical beam when it has two courtyards opening to it and houses opening to those courtyards. So hach over here, since each of the courtyards combined all the houses, batimika, you have houses opening to the courtyard, chatzeros leka. You don't have courtyards, right? You have houses opening to the alleyway. You don't have courtyards opening to the alleyway. That's why within the alleyway you can't carry things around. I don't understand. Kilo irvu nami, even if the courtyards did not make a ruvei chatzeros. So now the houses, you don't have access to them because you can't carry from the house to the courtyard. So now also you have an alleyway of chatzeros ika, an alleyway that only has courtyards. Ubatim leka, doesn't have houses. And since it doesn't have houses, again, you shouldn't be allowed to carry an item that began Shabbos in the alleyway. Answer the Gemara, no. Even if you don't make an eruv chatzeros, even if you didn't walk around the courtyard and get each household to give some bread and put it in a basket and combine the households. After the mevati the reshusa to kula legabeichat, the people of different houses within the courtyard, they each can say, my house is really part of his house. And they all combine their houses into one house. That way you could have houses as well as courtyards. So Fayasika, so you have one house, Batim Lekha, you don't have both houses, you don't have two houses. Rav says that for something to be a mavri, for it to be an alleyway, so that it could be permitted through the cross beam and the vertical beam, you have to have courtyards and houses opening up to the alleyway. And the Gemara, no, Efshad the Mitzaf Bad Pagod Yom Lagabi Chad. The people, the houses in one courtyard, they could say that we're all in that house for half a day. And we Pagod Yom Lapanya, and from half the day till the evening, Lagabi Chad, we're in the other house. So, but still, in the Isalahai, Laisalahai, at the time that you have this one, you don't have that one. Allah Amar Ravashi, Ravashi explained, Mi Garam Lechatzero Sheye Asru. Who causes the courtyards to not be able to carry from them into the alleyway? Batim, houses, Leka, and that you don't have. In other words, we know that the alleyway, the courtyard, they're all considered one domain. According to Rabbi Shimon, an item in an alleyway you can carry from the alleyway to the courtyard, from the courtyard to the alleyway, even without a shita of mavuos. So Rav says that's only true when the courtyards, in the courtyards, they didn't make an eruv amongst the houses. So then you don't have items. Then you don't have items from the houses in the courtyards. So we're not worried that you're going to now start carrying items from a house out into the courtyard. Because that even Rav Shimon agrees that it's not allowed. But if they made an eruv of all the houses within each courtyard, so now you're going to have in the courtyards items that began Shabbos in the house. So then you can't carry those items from the courtyard into the alleyway. Because even if it's an item that began Shabbos in the courtyard or began Shabbos in the alleyway, we're worried you're going to start taking items from the house into the alleyway. And then even Rabbi Shimon would agree that the alleyway is not considered a single domain with the courtyard, because we're worried about people carrying, therefore the alleyway then it becomes a karmelis, and you can't carry an item in it more than 6 feet, more than 4 amos. But if the courtyards themselves did one big sheet of mevuos, then it's all one domain, then you're allowed to carry throughout the alleyway. Adkan, Daf Kuflamid.